Iraqi diplomats are in the middle of a bizarre 7-week standoff in Beijing. The Iraqi ambassador to China has barricaded himself inside the embassy's main building. He and his wife have taken up arms and have threatened to shoot anyone who tries to come in. This all started back in early June after the ambassador, Muwafaq Mahmoud Alani, received orders from the U.S. occupation authority in Iraq to return to Baghdad. And Philip Pan is covering the story for the Washington Post from Beijing. He joins us now. Philip, this sounds like it would be a comical situation if it weren't sort of potentially dangerous.
Well, that's right. I guess there's a lot to laugh about in the situation, but people who work at the embassy and who live in the embassy compounds don't think it's very funny. They get phone calls from this gentleman and his wife at night threatening them and telling them to move out as soon as they can.
What is the ambassador threatening to do?
From what I can gather, there are very basic threats that the ambassador wants them to leave the embassy compound, and he threatens to kill them. He says he's spoken to some of these diplomats' children when they answer the phone and apparently told them to tell their parents that they'll be shot if they don't leave the compound.
And other diplomats who've tried to get into the embassy have actually seen the ambassador with a gun in his hands.
Well, these diplomats continue to go to work at the compound, and they very regularly see the ambassador there. Sometimes he's at the door wearing T-shirt and shorts with a gun in his hand. Sometimes it's his wife. Sometimes there are words exchanged. They try to stay out of their way. The ambassador is pretty adamant that he's not going to be giving up his post there.
This has been going on for 7 weeks now. The ambassador and his family have to be getting food. They have to have supplies. How are they sustaining themselves in there?
Well, yes, it's in the 46th day today. The ambassador and his wife apparently sneak out of the building while they're armed and take their Mercedes out to nearby grocery stores just to pick up groceries. The ambassador is sometimes seen outside of the building with his children playing basketball. It's not like they're completely holed up in the building all of the time. You know, they've changed the locks on the buildings, and they don't want anybody coming near the buildings themselves.
What is the background of Mr. Alani?
We don't know too much about him. He, in 1991, during the first Persian Gulf War, Ambassador Alani was first secretary at the Iraqi embassy in Manila until he was expelled by the government after alleged involvement in an attempt to bomb a U.S. cultural center there. The other diplomats say that, you know, he is a member of the Ba'ath Party, and the only reason he has the job is because of his loyalty to the former president of Iraq. And the ambassador himself has given one interview to the Al Jazeera television station, and he declared that his reasons for not stepping down, he said he wouldn't take orders from an occupying power, and he acknowledged that he had increased security at the embassy because he, according to him, the other diplomats had tried to break in.
You write in your story today in the Washington Post that other folks at the embassy compound have heard him playing tapes of Saddam Hussein's speeches?
Well, that's what one of the diplomats told me, that he is quite a loyalist to Saddam Hussein and sometimes can be heard playing tapes of his speeches. They're really worried that the situation is not very stable, and they hope it can be resolved very quickly.
Philip Pan, Beijing correspondent for The Washington Post, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.